Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue along. All right, it's a kind of report card time. So we're kind of doing a little bit here, and I think it's long overdue. But you know what's interesting? It may not even be done yet, like in terms of the quarterback carousel. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo still doesn't have a home. Baker Mayfield doesn't have a home.
We should probably say that we reserve the right to change these grades at any time.
Exactly, because things could certainly change. But I thought that with Matt Ryan going to Indianapolis and yet once again another big-name quarterback is in the AFC, and in Deshaun Watson's case, he comes back to playing football in the AFC, you know, being with Houston and now with Cleveland, it was time to sort of go, okay, exactly where do these 16 teams stand with their quarterback? So I thought we'd just do a simple letter grade for every single team and sort of talk about who they have as a signal caller. So are you ready?
I am.
All right, let's start in the AFC East. All right, let's go with Buffalo. I think that's an easy A. Josh Allen is one of the elite quarterbacks in the game. That's an A. I don't want to give an A-plus because, you know.
No, but I almost lean towards an A-minus because he needs to get up over that hump.
Yeah. Maybe an A-minus because, he's gone in the playoffs, but he's lost to Kansas City now twice en route to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, maybe an A-minus on that situation. All right, what about Mac Jones with the Patriots?
Hmm.
I gave it a B. I think they're fine with him. I don't think they want to upgrade. I think they want to let him grow. I think they're okay with him. He did get him to the playoffs. I don't think it's great, but I don't think it's awful. I kind of give him a B.
See, I think I'm with you. And, you know, I know I saw a rumor circulating around that, maybe Baker Mayfield to the Patriots.
Maybe. I saw that too, yeah.
And I don't think they need it.
I don't think they need it.
I think you should roll one more season with Mac Jones, see what you really got.
There were times where Mac Jones last year showed that he was a rookie, and there were times last year that he didn't.
He's supposed to show he's a rookie.
And
let's face it, out of all the rookie quarterbacks, he might have been the best.
And there was one moment where the Patriots were the hottest team in the NFL before it kind of slipped away from him a little bit. But I think a B is right about where they're at.
Yep.
In terms of, this is their quarterback, and everybody else is looking great, but this is where we are right now. Miami's interesting. Tua Tagovailoa. I gave this a C, maybe even a C minus. I don't think they're committed to him. I think that they would love any opportunity to upgrade at this position. And this is the guy they wanted. And I don't think they're sold on him just yet. But I'm not giving him a D. I don't think he's.
So
awful,
I'm going to defer. I'm going to differ from you on this one because I'm going to give him a B minus.
B minus?
And the reason why is because, for the first half of the season, it was all about, you got to move on from Tua. And then Tua went on a stretch where he played competitively. And he pretty much quieted everybody.
Yeah, I would say that because they lost seven in a row and then won seven.
And then they won seven in a row. And but the main thing I got out of it is that he quieted everyone. All of a sudden, we weren't talking about Tua at all. I can see where, maybe he was just an average grade or maybe he's finally figuring out the game. I don't know.
But if we're not talking about Tua at all, it also means we're not talking about how good he is either.
True.
Right? I kind of see the B minus, so maybe I'm a little too harsh because I think he still has some seasoning left.
Yes.
But yeah. Now, the Jets, I gave them a C+ because I think Zach Wilson is their guy.
Yeah.
I think Zach Wilson's their guy. I think they want continuous growth with him. I don't think they're panicking. They drafted him for a reason. He showed he was a rookie last year. That's what you're supposed to do. I don't think they're a very good team around him. And so I don't think they're in, let's go upgrade this position and find a way to get Jimmy Garoppolo. I think they're okay with Zach Wilson going into year two.
And I'm with you on that one. I think a C+ is a good grade for him. There's a lot of potential.
Right.
Isn't that what you give a C grade for? Is like, and then you would write the little blurb and say, the student shows great potential in class.
Exactly. All right. In the AFC North, and this is where it gets interesting, Mitch Trubisky for the Steelers. Let's just get this out of the way. This is a C minus. All right. Like, this is like, just be done with this. This is a placeholder quarterback. I mean, look, we can say good. If you play in the NFL, if you're a quarterback in the NFL, we could say, we can find a couple of good things to say about you.
Yep.
Right. But yuck, 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 yuck. C minus for the Steelers.
You had a decent year last year.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oy, oy,
holding
oy.
The clipboard and getting in late in games. And
also on the flip side, let's get the other two teams in the division done as well. I mean, Cincinnati with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson with Baltimore, these are A quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right? With Burrow, it's like an A plus because he got him to the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson is a former MVP. You know, when he's healthy and plays, Baltimore wins football games. But Cleveland, let's give this a grade. Because it falls in two lines, right? I mean, if it's just 100% football, then this is an A. With Deshaun Watson possibly suspended and paying out the settlements and being a distraction and having your fan base rally against you, then it would put him in a C or C minus. So is the answer somewhere in the middle, or is this or in the end, because he will play football, it's a football thing and it's an A?
I don't know yet.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah. This is a weird one to grade because, yeah, when he plays, and by the way, we haven't seen him play in over a year. Like, we expect him to be good. We expect him to be on point. We expect him to be the Deshaun Watson. But remember, this is a Deshaun Watson with a bad Houston Texans team, but nevertheless, only won four games the last time he went through a full season. But he is a very good quarterback. But the baggage is too much right now. It's really too much to process exactly what kind of letter grade we can give Cleveland. But I'm going to go with a B minus right now. I'm going to go with the B minus because I think right now, today, right now, I think a lot of the focus is on the contract, the way the contract is worked out, the way it's ridiculously high. It's Aaron Rodgers level high when it didn't have to be. The fact that he's a good football player and could possibly be suspended is going to be a problem. So I'm going to give him a B minus. I'll put it somewhere in the middle.
I'm struggling with that one. You know, I mean, I guess if everything is all roses, yeah, B minus. Because we don't even know how he is as a quarterback right now. He hasn't played in a year.
That's right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of question marks on that. I mean, we know what he was, but we don't know what he is.
Right.
And I think that's a big issue, but that's a tough grading assignment.
I agree. There's just a lot of
there's
stuff
too many,
to still
there's too many questions. There's too many, unfinished, book reports, unfinished tests that he needs to make up first.
That he
needs
to make up for. All right, let's get to the South. Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill. I think this is a solid B. They don't ask Tannehill to do amazing things.
No, they just ask him to run the offense.
He's not Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs a couple of years ago. He doesn't just hand the ball off to Derrick Henry when Henry's healthy. He does throw. He does throw to his tight ends. He does throw to his receivers. But he's not spectacular. He's not going to be – he's not Josh Allen. He's not Joe Burrow. He's not on their level.
Yeah, he's not elite.
He's not terrible. I gave him a B.
Are we giving a little extra credit towards him because they were beat by the Bengals en route to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, we could give him a little bit of that. I mean, they did turn the ball over three times.
Yeah.
You know?
For that game, we give it up to Joe Burrow because, I mean, he was sacked nine times.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, you feel like you got a good enough quarterback, but you don't have a supermodel. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have, like, he's all right. He's good.
Yeah. You need him to move the ball and give Derrick Henry a break from time to time. And he kept winning all those games when Derrick Henry was hurt.
That's very true. Matt Ryan, Indianapolis.
B plus.
I gave it a B plus. That's exactly what I gave it.
Yeah.
It's a B plus. It's a B plus. It's not an A, but it's a B plus. This is a more experienced quarterback. He's not going to do foolish things like Carson Wentz. This is a good football team around him. They could run the ball. He's got good weapons. He's got an offensive line. He's got a good defense. He had a terrible defense in Atlanta causing him to go out there and sling it even more than he probably wanted to, trying to get back into games. So this is a guy that can still play the position at 37 years old. This is a B+. I agree.
Yep.
What about Trevor Lawrence at Jacksonville?
That one's easy.
Yeah.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We have no idea because he was saddled with a terrible head coach for a while.
He was saddled with a coach who didn't know who the best defensive player in the NFL is.
And if we've said it once, we've said it 100 times, we never saw the good game.
No.
Every rookie on a high level at least has one game where you go, all right,
yeah,
man.
Has one game to show us whether or not he can play.
He threw, like, even in a loss where the quarterback throws four touchdowns and 375 yards with no picks, but they still lose because they stink. You still go, but that was a good performance.
We find like a play.
Yeah.
I can't think of one Trevor Lawrence play, like, let alone a game. Forget about putting a whole game together. It was just, yeah. Was
well, maybe that
one...
last game against the Colts, but
maybe.
I mean, how many did he throw? I think he threw two touchdowns.
But I feel like that wasn't him.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Davis Mills with Houston?
I have no idea.
Yeah, like, I just want to give it, like, a C, because that's just average, and it's like, it's not bad, it's not good, it's,
yeah.
I don't know, there were times where people were like, Davis Mills is the guy, and I'm like, really, you really will take him over any other option out there?
Take him over Deshaun Watson, because
really?
That's who you're comparing him to.
Exactly,
give him a C+.
May give him a C+.
Just for
yeah.
dealing with the Watson noise all season long.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not feel happy about Davis Mills, but I mean, don't.
Yeah, I don't think he's
the
answer.
Let's not go overboard here. Like if you can find a better quarterback, you'll take the better quarterback.
If you can find a way to, I'm surprised they just took draft picks. They should have found a way to grab Baker.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We didn't
the trade to Deshaun.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We didn't know who Tony Romo was until he became the starting quarterback.
Very
the Cowboys,
true.
Right? Like, we didn't know who half of these people were. But Mills?
We didn't know who Tom Brady was.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Yeah, dude. I know. Now we're comparing him to Tom Brady. That's what we're going to get accused of. You are saying Davis Mills and Tom Brady are the same. Is that what you're saying to me?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. That's exactly what we're saying. Yeah. Ugh. It drives me crazy. All right. We're gonna save the most interesting division in all of the NFL. Including the NFC West, we would like the
now,
last couple of
years. Can I preface it this way? Because I saw a great title for the AFC West, which was, this is the greatest arms race since the Cold War.
Exactly. We're going to give you the grades for those four teams next when Wake Up Call continues.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue along. It is Wake Up Call. So we are giving grades for the newly stacked AFC in terms of quarterbacks. I'm just going to just do the math real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4 major additions just in the last few weeks to this conference alone that was already stacked. If those four additions didn't exist, the conference was already loaded with quarterbacks. Now you added four arms in a few we're going to get to coming up in the AFC West. Okay, so we've given letter grades to three of the divisions. Now we go to the AFC West. And this one is a real doozy here. Patrick Mahomes gets an A+, right?
Yep.
All right.
What is
He's the best in the game.
What's he left to prove?
Nothing left to prove. Went to two Super Bowls.
1-1.
Heartbreaker against the Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Could have been to another one. Could have been to three straight.
MVP.
MVP. All of it. $500 million contract. All of it. The guy that you really don't want to face. Like, you can talk about how good all these quarterbacks are, but in the end, if you were to say, give me the one guy in the playoffs you don't want to play, it's him.
Just ask anyone with Bills Mafia.
Yep.
13 seconds.
13 seconds. Right?
Still unreal.
Still unbelievable. Still unbelievable. Chargers, Justin Herbert.
A.
It's an A.
I'm not even biased here.
I know, but it's what I told you after that last final game that they lost in overtime. You got a bright future. That kid is going to be amazing. If he's not already a star, he's heading to superstar status. He is going to get this team into the playoffs consistently, barring a major injury or two. He's going to cross over into that they're always in the playoffs mode. Like, that's where he, I think completely he'll take it.
Yeah, I just want it to change to, you know, they're going to Super Bowl after Super Bowl. But, yeah, you know, it's just, I guess, baby steps. Let's just get to baby the playoffs. Steps.
Las Vegas with Derek Carr. Went to the playoffs last year, but I'm giving him an A-. I don't even know if they would keep him if they had an opportunity.
And that's surprising to me.
It feels like Derek Carr's name is always like,
yeah,
well, the Raiders might be interested because of Josh McDaniels. It's a new coach. You know, it's like any job. Anytime, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, anytime there's the new boss, they want to bring in people they want, right? McDaniels actually tried to do this in Denver when he got there the first time. He wanted to get rid of Jay Cutler from Matt Castle. And then Cutler found out about it and got really angry. So they shipped him to Chicago.
You know, but I'm always surprised with Derek Carr because, like, what is he really doing wrong?
What is he doing wrong enough to make everybody go, well, the Raiders might be interested in that person and then get rid of Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Like, what? Why would you want to get rid of Derek Carr? What's he doing wrong that makes you think, unless you're thinking, you know what, we've seen everything that this guy has and we think we can upgrade the position. Okay. You know? But I gave him I give it an A-, even though he made the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, Russell Wilson with the Denver Broncos.
So I think this is it's an A quarterback, but it's almost a, you know,
yep,
a wait and see.
I gave it a B+ because it's not quite an A yet. I do need to see for myself what exactly it looks like.
I mean, we know what it looks like on paper.
Right, exactly. But that's another new coach situation. Well, those are our grades.